Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah's Baba Kama Perek Kei Mishnah Zayin and Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned Mishnah's Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zechad Avan Reziva Gagun Bekarav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Echad Shar VeEchad Kol Behema. These halachas apply to a shar or even all other animals. Even though we've been talking about shar up until now doing damages, and the pasuk talks about shar and chamar, it's not just these animals. It's referring to all animals. And what specific things apply to all these animals? Linfilas Habar, if it falls into bar, the owner of the bar has to pay for it. Ulaf Rashas Har Sinai, and that animals have to stay away from our Sinai. That's referring to when we got the Torah. Hashem says specifically that certain animals have to stay away, but again, it's not those animals, it's all animals. And Ula Tashlumei Kefel, if someone steals an animal, he would have to pay double. It's not just a Sharon Chamar. Ula Shavas Aveda, if a person finds any sort of animal, he would have to return to rightful owner. Leprika, for helping someone unload his animal, not just a Sharon Chamar. Lechasima, the Isser of muzzling it while it's doing work. Lekilayim, the Isser of mixing two animals together while they're either doing work or mating. Ula Shabbos, and the Isser of doing work with animals on Shabbos. Again, this is all animals, not just limited to Sharon Chamar. Even wild animals and birds have these usurim as well. And the Mishnah addresses, Imkain, if so, Lamanamar Shar Chamar. So why is the Pasuk specifically talking about Shar Chamar if it's really referring to all animals? The answer is, El Shadibra Kasav Baheva. The Pasuk is talking about what's common. Most people just use oxen and donkeys for their work, but this would apply to all sort of animals, as we've been saying. And moving on to Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Hakanis Tzayin Ladir. A fellow brought his tzayin, which is sheep or goats, small animals like that, and put him in the pen, Vinal Bafanai Karoi, and he closed the door Karoi. It's regular. He didn't do anything special when he closed the door. He didn't put on an extra special lock. It's only able to withstand a regular wind, Ruach Matsuya, not an extra strong wind, V'yatzav Izika. Somehow it got out and it damaged. Pater, he doesn't have to pay because he did an okay Shmira. However, Loinal B'fnei Karoi, if he did not close it properly, V'yatzav Izika, and it got out, Chayev, he's Chayev to pay because he didn't watch it properly. What about the following, Nifritza B'Laila? Let's say it broke its way out in the middle of the night, Aisha Partzua list him, or robbers broke it out, V'yatzav Izika, and then it went out and damaged, Pater, so the owner's Pater. It's not something that's within his responsibility. And Hatsua Listim, let's say robbers themselves took this animal out. They didn't just break open the fence, letting the animal run out on its own. They actually took it out. So Listim Chayovim, the robbers themselves are going to be Chayiv if it damages. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.